Congressman Paul Tonko and Chris Gibson were given a full tour of the company's manufacturing operation. Plug Power CEO Andy Marsh says the firm leads New York State and the nation in hydrogen and fuel cell system development and manufacturing.
Last year, we increased our revenue by 50%, did over $100 million in revenue, $200 million in bookings, and we'll do $150 million in revenue this year, growing again by 50%. As well as building 25 hydrogen fueling stations. We're delivering more hydrogen to electric vehicles than anyone in the world.
The company has grown from 87 to 300 employees in about 5 years' time. Speaking to employees, Tonko vowed to work to get the federal investment tax credit for fuel cell purchases set to expire at the end of the year to be extended.
We can't come to the table handicapped by the fact that we don't have the opportunity of the tax credit. So we're here today to share with you that we're partners with you, but mostly we're here to hear your stories, to witness your pride, to thank you for your commitment so that this is all a strong company that then becomes the strong argument to advance the investment tax credit policy.
Tonko and Gibson appeared together at Plug Power 5 years ago and were pleased to see the progress the company has made. Here's Gibson.
We don't take it for granted. We're very grateful for your hard work and the positive contributions that you make, not only to our economy, and clearly it is important to our economy, but I would argue it's actually important to our foreign policy, too. As somebody who spent 4 tours in the Middle East, you know, I want to see us, you know, get out of that business. I want us to be energy independent.
The two-man congressional tour comes 2 weeks after the plant rolled the red carpet out for U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, where he vowed to rally Senate support for the investment tax credit, which he proclaimed to be a critical stimulus for the company's success. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.